You're listening to the Core Factors audio library, spoken versions of Core Factors articles and research. This piece is titled, Why Measurement Design Matters: Turning Assessment Data into Insightful Coaching. The following narration preserves the original content and context of the written article.
Why Measurement Design Matters: Turning Assessment Data into Insightful Coaching. How Measurement Shapes Understanding. When practitioners think about type assessments, they often focus on the end result, the four-letter type, subscale patterns, or the coaching insights that follow. What is often overlooked is how measurement design determines what practitioners can actually see, interpret, and confidently act on. Measurement shapes the questions clients are asked, the choices they are allowed to make, and how nuance is captured or lost. When a tool oversimplifies or forces decisions that do not reflect the client's reality, practitioners inherit ambiguity and must spend valuable session time untangling it. When an assessment is designed around clarity, flexibility, and human complexity, practitioners gain a foundation they can trust. Coaching becomes less about compensating for the limits of a tool and more about guiding client growth. Core factors. Assessments are built with modern psychometric methods that reflect how people actually think, behave, and describe themselves. When measurement is intentional, coaching becomes more accurate and more impactful. The role of design in what practitioners can see. Many practitioners have encountered assessments that produce flat or generic results. This usually traces back to older measurement models that assume people fit neatly into categories. When response options are constrained, the insight that follows is also constrained. Design choices such as forced choice formats, narrow questions, or rigid scoring systems hide complexity and shift the interpretive burden onto the practitioner. Rather than revealing nuance, the tool masks it. Thoughtful design surfaces complexity instead of burying it. Core factors. Assessments use differential intensity weighting, neutral response options, and adaptive clarification to capture both direction and strength of preference. This approach allows practitioners to work with data that already reflects psychological reality, especially when results fall near midpoints or show balanced patterns. When measurement acknowledges flexibility and context, practitioners can begin with a more accurate map of the client and focus their energy on interpretation and development rather than correction. From data to story, the importance of interpretive fit. Even strong data must translate into a story that clients recognize as true. When assessment output is cluttered or internally inconsistent, practitioners must interpret around the tool before they can interpret for the client. This slows feedback and increases the risk of miscommunication. Interpretive fit is a defining strength of the core factors approach. Each assessment connects psychological theory with observable behavior in a coherent structure. Dichotomies connect to subscales. Subscales connect to broader developmental patterns. Practitioners are not assembling fragments. The design itself guides interpretation. This coherence helps clients recognize themselves quickly in the results. When the story fits, clients are more open to exploring implications, goals, and next steps. Coaching conversations move faster and go deeper because the foundation makes sense. Making complex data useful for coaching. Accuracy alone is not enough. Data must be presented in a way practitioners can use effectively. Core factors assessments distinguish between client-facing and practitioner-facing reports to support this need. The client report emphasizes accessible language and self-reflection. The practitioner report provides deeper structural and numerical insight. This separation prevents client overwhelm while giving practitioners the depth required for skilled interpretation. The real value emerges when practitioners connect these layers. A balanced dichotomy may point to flexibility across contexts. Subscale variation may highlight learned adaptation. Personality formation patterns may explain current behavior under pressure. Effective design makes these insights visible rather than buried. Coaching conversations naturally evolve around questions such as, where does the client show strong versus flexible preference? which subscales reflect developed skills rather than natural tendencies. How do personality formation patterns align with lived experience? Where might adaptation be shaping behavior? These questions arise more easily when measurement is designed to support clarity instead of correction. Why ethical practice depends on good measurement. Psychological assessment carries ethical responsibility. Practitioners use these tools to guide self-understanding, career decisions, and development. When assessments oversimplify or misclassify, they risk reinforcing inaccurate narratives. Core factors assessments are designed to protect individual agency. Nuanced scoring, adaptive clarification, and transparent interpretation ensure that results promote self-awareness rather than limitation. Balanced preferences are framed as flexibility or integration, not weakness. Ethical practice is also reflected in communication. When practitioners present clear, evidence-informed insights, clients feel respected and empowered. Measurement design that emphasizes accuracy, clarity, and dignity elevates the coaching experience for both practitioner and client. Elevating practice through better measurement. When measurement is well designed, everything downstream improves. Interpretation becomes clearer. Feedback becomes more confident. Developmental planning becomes more effective. Practitioners trust the data. Clients feel understood. Organizations gain insight grounded in psychological reality. The core factors system demonstrates that honoring nuance and individual variability allows practitioners to do their best work. Less time is spent compensating for measurement limitations. More time is spent facilitating insight and growth. Practitioner takeaways. Measurement design shapes what practitioners can reliably interpret. Clear structure supports accurate storytelling with clients. Thoughtful design reduces ambiguity and strengthens insight. Ethical practice requires tools that reflect complexity. Core factors assessments provide a strong foundation for professional work. Strengthen your coaching with purpose-driven measurement. If you want clearer and more effective developmental conversations, Core Factors offers assessment tools built for professional use. Explore how type discovery and type elements support accurate interpretation. See how clarified data informs development through type dynamics. Integrate measurement with growth-focused application through EQ Accelerator, or deepen your expertise through Core Factors practitioner accreditation. Discover how Core Factors measurement design can elevate your work from interpretation to transformation.
This concludes the audio version of this Core Factors article. You can read the full written version and explore related research at corefactors.com.